Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. An important issue regarding the Islamic economic directives is the fact that Islam has given a number of precautionary measures which one must adopt when one is taking some economic activity. And amongst those precautionary measures, one very important one is that if two people, there is some issue of loan going on between them, there's a borrower and there's a lender, then the Quran emphasizes that it is essential that this borrowing must be documented. The person who has taken the loan, he must document this loan, and of course the lender of course must also corroborate the fact that he has given this loan. And then certain witnesses who are known and they are of course of good character, they must be called in and they must testify over this document of loan. And we often forget this precautionary measure which is suggested by the Quran and often end up in a lot of problems. So the Quran says that one must adopt this method at all costs. Not only this, it says that even in matters of important sale and purchase, which one does, that those also should be documented and people should be called in and as witnesses so that everything is settled in its right form, and so that if any dispute arises later on, this document of loan or this document of sale and purchase can be referred to and these disputes can be resolved. Now, in this particular case, there is a misconception which has arisen, and since this misconception has taken a lot of is augmented in certain issues, we have to study this misconception in the light of the Quran. The Quran, in cases of documentary loans, says that one has to call in witnesses which testify over the loan document. And while saying that, it says that two male witnesses should be called in for this purpose. And if one of the male witnesses is missing or is not found, then in place of that one male witness, two women witnesses can be called in. Now, on the basis of this, people now think that unless they establish an equality between a female and a male witness. They say that in all cases, if there are two women, then they qualify equivalent to one male witness. So to them, the witness of a woman is half that of a man, not only in these documentary evidence cases, but also in circumstantial evidence cases when there is a scene of a crime. Now, there is a world of difference. There's a fundamental difference between the two. In the case of the documentary evidence, even in this case, the style of the Quran is not that it is giving a statute of law. It's not that it's directing something which relates to the law. It is suggesting something, keeping in view the general atmosphere which prevails in societies in which women are not very used to the court atmosphere, in which they can get confused, and which if the witness, the nature of evidence has to be safeguarded so that if the other lady gets confused, the former one reminds her. So therefore, this primary thing is meant to testify, meant to safeguard the whole issue of evidence. It does not give us a piece of law. It does not give us a law which says that it's obligatory that whenever witnesses have to be called in, then there has to be two women witnesses which are equivalent to one male witness. Now, this is not even the case with documentary evidence. Now, this has been extended even further, and our jurists regard this equivalence to be the case when there is a matter of crime also. So therefore, to them, on a scene of crime, if there's just one female witness, they would not accept her evidence because they think that on the basis of this particular directive of the Quran, there has to be two women witnesses which qualify as one male witness. Now, as I said earlier, this is again something which cannot be regarded as analogous, simply for the reason that in case of documentary evidence, the witnesses are selected by us. We are the people who can select the witnesses. It's upon our own choice that we can select witnesses. However, in case of circumstantial evidence, we do not have this choice. This, of course, has been left to God. Whoever is present at the scene of the crime, he has to be regarded as a witness. So therefore, we cannot regard this to be an analogous thing to circumstantial evidence. And even in case of a circumstantial evidence, it has to be kept in consideration that it is not an obligation, it is not a rule of law that is being given when it is being said that we have to have two male witnesses, and if in the absence of one male witness, we must have two female witnesses. This is primarily a suggestion given by the Quran, keeping in view the circumstances of a general society in which women are not very familiar with courts of law. Of course, in this case, barring a few exceptions, the matter has been left to the discretion of the judge. If he thinks that women are testifying in a clear manner, of course, he can accept their evidence. And if he thinks they are not, he can reject them. So it's primarily the discretion of the judge which counts in this matter. So if we sum up the whole issue, we can say that it is most important to write down loans whenever they are taken. Of course, everyday transactions, they are not required to be written down. However, if one acquires a loan for a definite period of time, then it is essential that we must write down that loan document. And of course, if sale and purchase of some importance has been made, then this procedure should also be adopted in that case also. However, in this case, as far as the witnesses are concerned, they are primarily a suggestion given by the Quran, keeping in view the circumstances. They do not give us a law. They do not obligate us that we have to have witnesses in this particular fashion, in this particular order. And again, if we extend this witness procedure to circumstantial evidence, this would be even wrong, because in that case, it is an entirely different matter. It's an entirely different issue. Witnesses are selected by God on all such scenes of crime. And therefore, we cannot make any law analogous to this in case of circumstantial evidence, relying on the case of documentary evidence. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ